live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Just want to clear up the piece we had in just the last piece was a taped piece. We're just having trouble reaching a guest. Thrilled to have with me on the line now Senator Rick Jones, Republican from Grand Ledge. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Very good. I'm down in Charlotte at the Eagles Club having a fish dinner.
Oh, now that's the way to wind up a very busy week for you. And a busy week it has been. One of the first things, a couple of things I want to discuss with you. The first is a bill you're working on that would revamp the sex offender list. And I'm always asking you to help clarify, but if you could tell people why the sex offender list needs revamping and then the suggestions that you have.
Okay, well, we need to comply with a federal law. It's called the Adam Walsh Child Protection Act. And what that act does, it says that every state needs to change their sex offender list and put them into three tiers. And basically, it toughens it up. And I agree with this federal act completely. And also, if we don't comply with it, we lose federal money. So basically, what it does is tier one are your non-contact type sex offenses, the public displays that are inappropriate. They will be on the offender list for 15 years. They will have to check in once a year. And if they are good and stop their behavior, they can exit the list in only 10 years. Now, tier two will be much more serious. And serious sex offenses. They will be on the list for 25 years. We'll have to check in every two and, tell the police exactly where they live and everything. Now, the tier three are going to be the truly dangerous people that are mostly child predators. And they will have to check in every 3 months with their location. They will be on the list for life. Now, this is it's a good thing because people of Michigan that check to see who's living in their community or their neighborhood will know if they have a really dangerous person there. And I think that's very appropriate. Now, while we were opening up the act, we're cleaning up something else that I wanted to clean up for many years. It's called the Romeo and Juliet case. Now, what this is a totally consensual act between high school boyfriend, girlfriends. For example, 17-year-old boy, 15-year-old girl, that is against the law. And sometimes prosecutors and judges decide that they're going to take action. Well, if they do, a true Romeo and Juliet case will not ever be on the list. They are taken off. And the ones that are currently on there will be able to apply to the judge and get off also. I think this is appropriate, and it's been a long time coming.
Well, and that, in reading some background information, not to put it in too lighted terms, but that has ruined lives of some folks, correct? Because they're on the sex offender list for what is termed the Romeo-Juliet, and it can stop them from a lot of things in the future.
Yes, it can stop them from getting in the Army. It can stop them from getting jobs. It certainly, some people see their name on the list and assume that they're a child predator when they're truly not, if it's that sort of situation. Totally consensual, boyfriend-girlfriend type stuff, and of close age. They have to be, a close age, and 4 years or less, so it would be like, a high school senior with a freshman or a sophomore type situation, and that is still against the law, but they won't be on the list, and I think the list should be reserved for dangerous people.
Well, and so, and in your mind, this clarifies things and lets the public know puts it in a better perspective for the public and gives us a better example.
Well, absolutely, and it gets tougher on the child molester because they have to check in every 3 months. They're going to have to give additional information, not just their name and address. They're going to have to report what cars they own and what their email address is, and a number of things that are important to law enforcement so that they don't ever recidivate and continue their behavior. You know, that's what's really important, is that we protect the children of the state.
Absolutely. We have a couple of minutes left. I wanted to ask you about the situation in Wisconsin with the senators, the Democratic senators who are out of the state. What is your reaction to that way of dealing with the problem?
Well, I really think that's cowardice. You know, this ridiculous for somebody to leave their job and try to run away from their duty. You know, many times I didn't agree with the Granholm administration or agree with the other side of the aisle, and I never ran. You know, I may have called a media conference and made sure that my viewpoint was heard, but I always stayed, you know, working and, you know, stayed working with the other side. And now that my party is in majority, I'm working actively with many, many people on the other side, and I'm trying to make it a more bipartisan atmosphere. In fact, Mark Meadows and I are both working together on some important legislation.
Well, and I think that's the message here, that I spoke with a Democratic senator from Wisconsin yesterday, and he says we are doing the people's work, and you know, we're staying out because they want us to. Eventually, they're going to have to go back, and votes will have to be cast.
Yes, I guess I differ with him that he's doing the people's work when he's hiding in a motel in another state. I think it would be more appropriate to stay and continue dialogue.
Well, yeah, and eventually, like I said, they do have to come back. I asked him why they didn't just come back and vote no, and he said that they were making a point, and I hope the point doesn't get lost. I mean, I hope they need to come back and take care of business.
Yes, they do.
Thank you so much, Senator, for spending some time with us. Get back and enjoy that fish dinner.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
We've been speaking with Senator, Republican Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends. Coming up, Andrew Abood, East Lansing attorney and civil service commissioner, and Mayor Virge Bonero. They'll join us after this.